day in and day out, it's almost like clockwork. You'd come in at the exact same time, wearing the same variation on a button-up shirt and slacks. Our uniform in a world where blending in means survival. I wonder if you feel my eyes undressing you from the receptionist desk. Every time, my lips forming a smile just an iota brighter. For you. Always for you. The same greetings, met with the same responses, and as you keep your eyes to the ground, never once meeting mine. Is that hint of red on your cheeks from the exertion of your hastened pace, or can I give it more meaning than that? In this small pocket of time I call our one-minute love story, you stood out the most amongst the hustle and bustle. It'd be naive to call it falling in love, or love at first sight, but the sight of you, nondescript and mildly rumpled, made me wonder what secrets you hid beneath your lukewarm hellos and averted gaze. Who do you go home to every night? For a minute, every day like clockwork, I let myself imagine that it could be me. Day in, day out, it's almost like clockwork. You'd come in at the exact same time, wearing the same variation on a button-up shirt and slacks. Our uniform in a world where blending in means survival. I wonder if you feel my eyes undressing you from the receptionist desk. Every time, my lips forming a smile just an iota brighter. For you. Always for you. Except this time, it's brighter. This time, I have a plan, pulled together on a sleepless night and found at the bottom of a wine glass, but it's a plan, and I'm going to stick with it nonetheless. Maybe it was the clicking of my tall heels behind you, or maybe it was the good morning that sounded so much closer than it ever has before, but you turn. For the first time, our eyes meet, and I savor the shock in yours. I have to hold back a snicker when I see them travel over my body, giving me a lingering once over. I feel almost triumphant. Do they linger on my lips, impossibly, kissably? Cherry red, shining in the dull fluorescent lights of the lobby? Or do they linger on the V of my top where I'd unbutton just a few more buttons today? More than I'd let myself in the past? Or do they linger on the contours of my skirt, hugging my hips so tight they probably look like they'd rip with one wrong move? But that was the point. I wanted it to rip. Well, specifically, I wanted you to rip them. He stutter out a confused hello, and my smile brightens. For a moment, I wonder if I look predatory. Like a cat toying with its food before it inevitably devours it. Well, whether it's me or you doing the devouring, it doesn't matter either way. So long as it ends with my nails grazing against your skin flushed red from exertion. My legs wrapped around your hips, hammering desperately against me, each thrust, eliciting moan after moan after moan. how to get you there is the question. Judging from how desperate your gaze has gotten, all it would really take would be leaning in closer and a whisper, "Fuck me." I bet you'd fuck me right then and there. Carnal desire clouding our minds with a fog so thick, rational reason gets pushed back as our clothes get pulled off. You, with roaming hands and wandering mouth and teeth that bite, 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 as I am throaty moans and thrown back head and teeth that bite, bite, bite. Would you fuck me here in this crowded lobby? Tangling limbs and sweaty bodies thrusting into each other, all the while our co-workers watch. They're probably due for a wake-up call anyway. Do you think they'd notice, marching along robotically as they are? Would they notice you, sliding your dick so deep inside me, my back arches off the floor? Would they notice you pinning my arms above my head, lifting my hips so my pussy can take every inch? Would they notice your ragged breath, my needy whimpers as you take me and take me and take me? But how to get you there is the question. Mama did tell me that boys liked him coy. Is that how you want to play it? I'll make some haphazard excuse about needing a few reports from you, and we'd go up to your office in that tight, tight, tight elevator. Hips bumping into hips, hands bumping into hands, pulled away, blushing faces, awkward smiles hiding hungry gazes so hot they threaten to sear my mind. Is that really how you want to play it? We'll arrive at your office, and you'll sit at your desk and start rifling around, all the while trying to pretend your eyes aren't toying with the hem of my skirt, as if staring might make them ride up higher. I'll say something about trying to help and go through the lowest drawers in your file cabinets. After all, there is something to be said about established cliches. And maybe we won't find it. Or maybe we will. Either way, I'll make my way over to your desk and maybe even sit on it while you look on, conflicted, confused. You know what to do. I'll whisper, and I know you will. I know it in the dawning in your eyes and the way you'll reach for me, fumbling hands pushing my skirt higher and higher until sweet victory is in sight. You might not even wait. Just rip into my panties as your hungry mouth devours me, ravages me, and all those wonderful, wonderful words that soon leave my mind at the touch of your tongue, your lips to mine. I'm soaked for you, inner thighs glistening as I spread my legs wider. I'll feel your grip on my ass tighten as you drag me even closer to your mouth. You might pull a hand away and I'll moan in slight protest before I feel your fingers plunge into me, while your tongue continues to work its magic on my clit. Make a mess of me as I lay back on your desk before I make a mess all over your face, screaming as I cream for you in waves washing over me and over me and over me until you grab me. And in my weakened state, it's almost too easy for you to flip me onto my stomach, for you to free your cock from its confines and thrust into me. It's harsh and desperate the way you fuck me like you haven't come in years. It's animalistic and primal in the way you grab my hair, my neck, knowing the velvet of my pussy will tighten on your cock and you'll be sent into a frenzy once more. This is a different kind of clockwork. One I'm sure we both appreciate much, much more. When you come, it'll be all over my reddened ass cheeks, white hot and spurting all over. But how to get you there is the question. Day in, day out, it's almost like clockwork. You'd come in at the exact same time, wearing the same variation on a button-up shirt and slacks. Our uniform in a world where blending in means survival. I wonder if you feel my eyes undressing you from the receptionist desk. Every time my lips forming a smile just an iota brighter. For you. Always for you. Let me take you there.